T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Good morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now. 8:30 and 71 degrees on this Monday morning. Gasoline prices increased over the past 3 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says
gasoline prices changed direction and rose about a dime over the past 3 weeks. The new average is $2.83 for regular grade. This follows 7 weeks of drops. The recent peak was May 3, after which the price fell, a total of about 24 cents, and now it's reversed itself and gone up a dime.
Lundberg says a rise in crude oil prices and tax increases in several states contributed to the gas price increase. Electric scooters will launch in Wichita today. Mayor Jeff Longwell and Wichita City Council members will help launch Wichita's first deployment of electric scooters at a news conference this morning near the corner of 2nd and Main. Wichita Police Department representatives will offer tips on how to stay safe while riding the low-speed vehicles and outline some of the rules recently adopted in an ordinance. Members of the media will be able to test drive the scooters. An off-duty Wichita police officer was arrested Friday for allegedly driving under the influence.
KSN News and Mulvane Police have identified the officer as 18-year Wichita Police veteran Andrew Tapia. He has been placed on paid administrative leave while the case is being investigated in Mulvane. Once completed, an internal review will take place by the WPD. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Kansas House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins appeared on the John Whitmer Show Sunday evening on KNSS. He discussed rising property taxes in Kansas and an upcoming bill that could make county appraisers elected by the people.
We have a representative out in Ivy, Kansas, Jack Timmish. He is working right now on a bill to make it to where we have county appraisers that are elected by the people, reportable to the people and not reportable to the county commissioner.
John Whitmer shows Sunday at evenings at 7 here on KNSS. An investigation continues into what led to a police-involved shooting outside a Washington State Immigration Detention Center that left an accused arsonist dead.
A friend of 69-year-old Willem Van Spronson says she believes he wanted to provoke a deadly conflict. Deb Bartley told the Seattle Times she's known Van Spronson for about 20 years and says she and other friends got letters from him in the mail just saying goodbye. Van Spronson was armed with a rifle when police say he threw firebombs at the Northwest Detention Center early Saturday morning. Loretta Kuhl is with the Tacoma Police Department and says four officers involved have been placed on leave.
Don't know what his motivation was or, you know, why anyone would try to set a concrete building on fire.
The detention center holds migrants who are awaiting deportation proceedings. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The tropical system Barry is over central Arkansas this morning, but the cloud cover from that storm will make its way into south central Kansas this afternoon. Our high 87, clearing in 70 tonight. Hot weather tomorrow, Tuesday's high 96. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, 71 degrees. KNSS News Time, 7:30, make it 8:33 with Steve and Ted. It's time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted's going to tell us about a new doll, right, Ted?
Yeah, late rock icon David Bowie's alter ego, immortalized by Mattel.
Mattel's Barbie has had many looks, but none quite as rocking as her latest Ziggy Stardust. In celebration of the 50th anniversary of David Bowie's space oddity, Mattel's releasing Barbie as his alter ego, Ziggy.
Ziggy plays guitar.
The doll will have flaming red hair, a metallic spacesuit with red and blue stripes, flared shoulders, cherry red platform shoes, and the doll's look is complete with a striking golden astral sphere symbol on her forehead. The cost, $50.
So where were the spiders?
The limited edition was created in collaboration with the David Bowie Archives. Bowie died of cancer in 2016. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's get up close with Stranger Things.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Cary Elwes. You may know him from his work on the 1987 cult classic The Princess Bride. And this year, the star is being transported back to the 80s as he joins the cast of Stranger Things. Elwes credits the success of the show to its creators, the Duffer Brothers.
They have another talent for making you totally invested in these characters. And so when something bad happens, you care deeply about them. And to me, that makes it more than just your run-of-the-mill, you know, people being terrorized by a monster.
Unlike his teenage castmates, Elwes remembers life in the 80s.
Don't forget, it was the birth of great music. We had hip-hop, you know, a cultural change. I'll never forget, I was telling your colleague over here, I was living in Manhattan at the time, and it was the first time we'd seen breakdancers on the street.
While the 1980s were a great time for music, according to Elwes, it was lacking in other areas.
Terrible clothes, but fun time for music and movies.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's see how things shake out at the box office this weekend.
I'm Mike Piazza. New releases played a second fiddle this week to the box office, with Spider-Man Far From Home in first place. Showing a strong second place, Disney's Toy Story 4 in its fourth weekend with North American tally of $346 million. With a best start among the new releases... Paramount's disaster thriller Crawl landed in third place, following close behind Crawl.
Ah! LASIK screwed up my eyes.
Dad, this is Uber.
You know what Uber is?
Then you know how easy it is to get a driver to take you anywhere you want to go.
It's happening tonight.
Disney's first foray into R-rated films since acquiring Fox's film assets, Stuber, took fourth place honors. And rounding out this weekend's top five films, yesterday, the Universal Beatles musical directed by Danny Boyle. That's Fox on Film.
Yabba dabba doo!
Elizabeth Banks is teaming with Warner Brothers for a new Flintstones series.
Yabba dabba doo!
Variety reporting the project is in early development. It's described more as a primetime animated adult comedy series based on an original idea. Featuring characters from the Flintstones. The Flintstones originally ran on ABC between 1960 and 66. The series followed the misadventures of Fred and Wilma and their neighbors, Barney.
I'm only one man.
Not from the back.
In 1994, John Goodman and Elizabeth Perkins starred in a live-action feature film produced by Steven Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
New York City had a power outage in Midtown Manhattan on Saturday evening, impacting 72,000 people, shutting down mass transit, creating gridlock. Jennifer Lopez was performing at Madison Square Garden when the power went out, and she posted a video on Instagram apologizing to her fans.
I just want you guys to know that you're going to get your money's worth, that we are going to come back and we're going to do an amazing show for you. I am so sorry that this happened. Obviously, it was beyond all of our control.
And that was an Instagram video at JLo. Saturday was also the 42nd anniversary of the infamous 1977 New York City blackout, which brought a widespread looting and street violence. You might remember that. A new ride is officially open.
Dinosaurs are roaming and roaring again at Universal Studios Hollywood. Jurassic World, the ride, is open to the public. The new theme park attraction replaces the old Jurassic World ride, which closed last September after a 22-year run. The new water ride, based on the dinosaur film series, contains new elements, including a raptor encounter featuring Blue, the Velociraptor. Universal calls the new ride more real and more intense. And if you see the giant mosasaur whipping through a massive aquarium, you might agree. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Let's take a look at what's going on in the world of gaming.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. Nintendo taking the Apple model of tech releases with the new Nintendo Switch Lite. Unlike its big brother, it will only be portable and unable to separate the controllers from the screen. The original console, a massive hit, because it could switch from a home console to a portable one. Nintendo says all the same games and apps will work exactly the same, just at a cheaper price point. about $100 to. Apple Fortnite players should avoid the iOS 13 beta for now. The operating system for iPhones, iPods, and iPads has been forcing the mobile version of the game to crash. In a Twitter post from the popular Battle Royale game's official Fortnite game Twitter handle, they recommended that players avoid the operating system due to stability concerns. The Apple beta is opt-in and downgradable if this affects you. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Let's take a look at an item from Princess Diana's wardrobe.
She wore the navy blue Virgin Atlantic sweatshirt to and from gym sessions, hoping to stay off the paparazzi's radar. Now, the gift from the Virgin Group founder, Richard Branson, depicting the company's Flying Lady logo, is in the hands of a collector based in California. The buyer, who wants to remain anonymous, paid more than $53,000 for the royal item. Included in the sale, a handwritten note signed by Princess Diana from when she gifted the sweatshirt to her longtime personal trainer. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
60 years ago on this day, it came out in Wichita movie theaters. A Hole in the Head. You seen this movie?
I think I have.
Frank Sinatra. Yeah. Edward G. Robinson, Eleanor Parker, Keenan Wynn, Carolyn Jones, Thelma Ritter. Good cast. About a hotel in Miami Beach.
Maybe I haven't seen
it. And it produced a very famous song, High Hopes.
Yeah, that's
just what makes that little old man think he'll move that rubber tree plant.
Yeah, High Hopes.
Yeah. And that movie was directed by?
I have no idea.
Frank Capra.
It was a Capra?
The second to last motion picture that Frank Capra directed, A Hole in the Head, Frank Sinatra. Came out 60 years ago on this day, and that song, High Hopes, won the Oscar. Best original song for that year, Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. And we do have a little note from this date in animation history.
Animation.
Yes. It was 80 years ago on this day, the release of the Merry Melodies cartoon, Dangerous Dan McPhoo.
Dangerous Dan McPhoo.
Which
starred...
Which would be pretty much lost to history, except for one little footnote. It's about a dog who gets into some trouble,
yeah.
And the lights go out, there's some gunshots fired.
Yeah.
When the lights come on, the dog is lying on the floor. The dog's girlfriend says, "Say something, say something, say something!" And then the last line is the dog waking up and saying, "Hello."
Oh.
Does that ring a bell?
No.
Hello. Mm. That was the voice of Arthur Q. Bryan. And that would be the voice that he would later use as Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd voice.
First time he ever trotted out the voice
that
would eventually be Elmer Fudd.
But okay.
He used it first on a dog named Dan McPhoo.
Elmer Fudd.
80 years ago on this day.
Huge cartoon character.
Entertainment
Elmer
news.
Fudd.
Brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair, a family-owned appliance repair business. We'll get you fixed up if you have an appliance that is in trouble. Call Terry or Rachel for an appointment at 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A boost for Boeing. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up with Steve and Ted. On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.